USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has announced where the next donation of 55 million doses of COVID vaccine will be heading. About 41 million of those shots will go through the UN's COVAX program, which will send 14 million to Latin America and the Caribbean, 10 million to Africa, and 16 million to Asia. The U.S.'s initial donation of 80 million doses has now been completely allocated, though they will not all be distributed by President Biden's goal of the end of the month. And the U.S., European Union, Canada, and the U.K. announced new sanctions on several senior officials in Belarus. The sanctions coming in response to the Lukashenko regime's use of a fake terrorist plot to justify ordering a commercial airliner that was flying through Belarusian airspace to land to allow them to arrest a dissident journalist and his girlfriend who were aboard the plane. EU officials are expected to announce more economic sanctions against the Belarusian president later this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on advancing a sweeping elections overhaul bill dubbed the For the People Act. It's a piece of legislation that has no support from Republicans and some Democrats, like West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, wary of supporting it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says his party will give the bill no quarter. Speaking from the Senate floor, he called the bill an attempt from Democrats to tilt the electoral playing field in their favor permanently.
At the end of the day, Madam President, which concocted crisis Democrats choose as justification for their top legislative priority actually doesn't make much difference. They made abundantly clear that the real driving force behind S1 is a desire to rig the rules of American elections permanently in Democrats' favor. That's why the Senate will give this disastrous proposal no quarter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A surge in drugs coming across the border has accompanied the human crisis on the southern border. Lance Pry has more.
Drug cartels are smuggling deadly drugs into the United States as President Biden's open border policy has border agents taking care of the human crisis while drugs flow through the incomplete border wall. Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies tells Fox News what she has learned being focused on the border.
The influx of people and illicit goods deliberately use the groups of families and kids. They send them across dozens at a time. Because they know that they suck up the resources of the Border Patrol agents who have to take care of the families and kids. And then that opens up another spot along the line where they can send through not only drugs, but also the people who don't want to be caught.
Close to 4 tons of fentanyl has been seized by U.S. Border Patrol agents since the open border policy began. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Tokyo Olympic organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues when the games begin next month. Events will have a maximum capacity of 10,000 people, and officials left the option open to bar fans again if COVID cases rise. Foreign supporters have already been banned from the games. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.